Knock, knock.
Sup? Your mom let me in.
Well, I didn't mention I was coming over because I didn't make my mind up yet.
Yeah, I had psychology class today, and we were learning about autonomy. Ooh, so fascinating. But it was for me, because, you know, I'm into it. You know, like when you make decisions versus when the decisions are made for you. It was interesting, or I found it interesting anyway, because of the hidden social rules of society. Like, when you enter a classroom, you don't walk on people's desks, do ya? That's because it's a hidden societal rule. I mean, young children might do that, but there's always an exception to rules. Sorry for nerding out there. I'm just so happy I really did go ahead and pick psychology. I know it's a bit of a meme that girls go into it, but I can't believe I almost picked wielding over this. Although, I would like to try that later down the line. It looks pretty satisfying, but the statistics of guys having eye damage is crazy. Like, what do you mean you jokingly didn't use your wielder's mask? That's to protect you? But yes, things have been going great in my classes. Only thing missing is, well, you being in them. I have to socialize like a normie now. It's terrible. Although, I do enjoy small talk. It's kind of nice getting a small peek into someone's lives. My favorite kind of people are the ones who overshare far too much. Makes me laugh out my ass, honestly. They get so embarrassed, but it just makes me more interested. Offering more information about yourself than you think you should. Because, really, will it matter in a year when we're all in different classes again? And we all become strangers again? Nope. So stop overthinking. You should see the textbooks we're having to buy, though. Look at this. 8 frickin' books. And they aren't just skinny minis, either. I managed to get most of these secondhand, so it wasn't too bad, but I saw some students buy them fresh off the press. They are either very rich or didn't know where to look. This one, though, has been a blast. Do you believe in hypnosis? It's a part of the coursework, believe it or not. It's like real, real. Just some people are way more susceptible to it than others. Plus, being skeptical is healthy. But there are so many historical documents about it being used all the time. Seriously? You don't believe me? Yeah? Well, then let me try it out on you. What? You scared, dummy? You scared you might like it. I'm teasing. You don't have to do anything you don't want to. You know I'm not like that. Yeah, and this book, there's so many sections into it as well. What is hypnosis? When to use it? How to use it? How to put someone under? How not to abuse your subject? Oh. Like, this book goes on, and it's so in-depth. Oh, no, we don't have to, like, put someone under to pass the class or anything. It's just to research and understand. Sometimes it has something to do with the placebo effect as well. Pretty crazy. I think we might get a multiple choice over it since it isn't a main body of work, but, Yes? Yes, are you sure? You want to do this for real? Oh, thank God! I was really sad when you shot me down, but I completely get it. Oh, it must mean that you trust me, huh? So for that, I admit that I'm thankful. Well, this is the first time I've ever done this, so it'll probably fail. It's nothing personal if it doesn't work. Alright, I'll get you to lie back on your bed. Then I'll come over and be all up in your face. Don't mind me. Are you comfortable? Yes? Alright. As you exhale,
just feel your body go limp. Your body relaxing into the bath. The tension leaving your body each time you exhale until you feel at ease. It's okay to just slowly begin to empty your mind. You do not have to think about a single thing. If it helps, you can focus on my voice. You can find comfort with how soothing I am with my words. You know you are safe. You know that you are welcome to have peace of mind. You might even find the sensation of drifting feels pleasant. Like a slow warmth building up inside you. You can think to yourself how nice it is to be embraced by this warmth as it starts to spread through your body. Focusing on my words as they guide you gently. It's as if you're being led to a lovely place. You are ready to feel good. You deserve to feel good. The drifting sensation from before is so peaceful, so still. It almost feels like you are falling lightly with my voice to guide you. As you descend, it almost feels like you are going into a trance-like state. A state where you don't have to think for yourself. A place you feel the warmth from within. A long-lost comfort passes through you. You have felt the sensation before of being cared for, of being told what to do without question. Maybe you ponder why it feels so good to do the bidding of others. You yearn for that trance, slowly. Let yourself slip into it. Slip into wanting to be controlled. It's okay to let go. You can let go, slip into that trance to finally be where you want to be. I will snap my fingers and count down from 3. Once you hear the snap, you are no longer in control, and that is okay. 3, 2, 1. Hey there, buddy. Did it work? You don't know? Well, the results were inconclusive. I think because you're pretty adamant it doesn't work that it made it harder to get through to your state of being under. I was thinking though, could I stay over tonight? I have $20 in my bag, so we can order a pizza. My mom is out of town now, and I hate sleeping alone in the apartment. It's much safer here. Thanks. I'll give her a text to know that I'm here. Well, let's have a fun sleepover together. Deep under. Are you on mine again? All under my control? As if I was just gonna go to sleep after having such fun with you. You really are none the wiser. The fact that you didn't even remember a thing that occurred. It probably felt like a nap to you. But a question still remains. How to go about it. The thing is, you can't just confess while under that you have feelings for me. It's selfish, because what if I have feelings for you too? Deep desires that I want to act upon. Kiss me?